is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, what do we got for you here? All right, let's start with this one here. So, police arrest a guy for his 23rd gas drive-off from the same exact gas station chain.
Okay.
Carl Kenyon, 37, was arrested after an incident Monday at a convenience store. Kenyon, this is great. This is good. I don't know if he thought about this earlier and then dropped it on him, or it was just clever, quick thinking. Cop said, you know, what's going on here? He says, I have a layaway program with this gas station.
Oh, my gosh.
$803 in gasoline. He owes them 23 times. He went in there and filled up and drove away.
It's like an account.
You get away with that many.
23 times.
Wow.
His bail was set at $100.
That's not bad. It's a violentless crime.
Wonder if anybody has a layaway plan with the bondsman. What?
I said it's a violentless crime.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. This guy. This reminds me of Cuban medical myths where, like, for instance, the Vicks VapoRub thing. When I was a kid and I got, like, asthma or got a little cold or something, my Cuban mother or father would rub, like, a whole bottle of Vicks VapoRub all over my chest, come to find out later that it irritated your lungs further.
Oh, I use Vicks VapoRub all the time. I put it on my head when I have a headache. Like, I put it on my temples.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's an Italian thing or what?
That's just a Jill thing. I like the way it smells.
Oh. All right. Well, this guy was having some troubles with his stomach. He went to the hospital complaining of belly pain and did an X-ray, this 54-year-old guy. Turns out inside his stomach was 4 pounds of stones, bottle caps, and coins.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah, when questioned about his stomach mass, the South Korean patient admitted to often swallowing coins and pebbles whenever he felt anxious, saying that his family and him thought that, you know, taking all those things would cure depression. I don't feel so good today. Give me your bottle caps.
My grandma
Rose. Rock.
My grandma Rose used to put a piece of garlic in your belly button and then wrap it with cellophane, and she thought that would get rid of whatever like parasite you had when you were sick. She also thought an enema could cure everything, but that's a different story.
Wow. That's disturbing.
That's why my father quit complaining to her when he didn't feel well.
Singapore Airlines has been questioned about all their new airliners now have cameras on the seat backs. You know where the entertainment system is?
Yeah.
Cameras. Some passengers are like, what's going on here? They deny they asked for those cameras. They're saying the manufacturer of the entertainment system, IFE Systems, put the cameras in for future use. A lot of people going, yeah, no. A lot of people are accusing Singapore Airlines now of eavesdropping on their passengers.
Yeah.
Looking through the cameras at them and, you know, trying to see several things, reactions. But who's to keep the captain from looking at other things that the camera's looking at?
Right.
Yeah. So they're in a little bit of hot water, but they contend that they didn't request the cameras. It was put in for future use.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Buying that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see some beautiful mountains. And if the woman in seat 4B will look straight ahead to the camera, I'd be very happy. And if the woman in seat 4B would now lick your lips the way I like it, beautiful. And if that same woman would flip your hair a little, all seductive-like, ooh, stunning. Next, the woman in seat 3A, you're showing too much cleavage. Great. And the woman in seat 3B, you're not showing enough. Perfect. And now if the man in seat 7A would please cover up your face, because you have pretzel crumbs in your beard, that'd be great. Nobody wants to see that. We know you have a choice which airline you allow the pilot to take pictures of you on, and I'm glad you chose us.
Rick Stacy.